So carrying on with our parables from the children's story, carrying on with Matthew 13, 44 to 52, the parables of the hidden treasure and the pearl. The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. And another parable about the kingdom of heaven. This is about the net. Once again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net that was let down into the lake and caught all kinds of fish. When it was full, the fishermen pulled it up to the shore. Then they sat down and collected the good fish into baskets, but threw the bad away. This is how it will be at the end of the age. The angels will come and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them in the blazing furnace, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Have you understood all these things? Jesus asked. Yes, they replied. He said to them, therefore, every teacher of the law who has become a disciple in the kingdom of heaven is like the owner of a house who brings out his storeroom new treasures as well as old. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, I really do need to get more exercise. I've lost the weight, but now I have to keep it off. For the 3 months that Mum was in Ponderosa, I would walk there and home again at least 3 or 4 times a week. But now Mum is on the North Shore, and it really isn't an easy walk. So a bike would be an answer. So I went shopping for one. The first one I saw seemed perfect. But what do I know about bikes? I only ever had hand-me-downs. This bike was lightweight, 12 gears with guardrail, easy-to-reach handlebars, mud flaps front and rear, and an okay price, too. But was it really the best deal? Leave it and keep looking, right? So I went to a lot of other bike shops and got a real education in the modern bike. But it seemed like the first bike I saw was the best answer. Not perfect, but the best there was. But it wasn't there when I went back. Nothing even close. It's like the fish that got away. Just when you think you've got it in the net, it snaps away. That's how I felt about the bike. It's probably how we feel about many things in life. We wish we had a better bike or a car. For a good price, of course. Or a better house. Or perhaps we would wish to be well regarded by many. Maybe it's wanting a boat or a motorhome. Or a cabin on the lake. The world's wealth is what we wish all the time would be at our doorstep. But then we find out the hard way that wealth or popularity or having everything go our way is not necessarily the good life. We build our kingdoms on earth where, Jesus warns us, things rust or robbers steal, where flowers fade and the moths eat through. No, seek ye first the kingdom of God and God's goodness, God's right way, and then the good life, the truly good life, will come your way. And it's not a life of having things go our way all the time, but having things go the right way, God's way. That's a hard lesson to learn. I want things to go perfectly, don't you? I wanted that good price on the bike I almost bought. But I didn't trust the salesperson, and I wanted to know more about the options I should consider. And someone else got the bike. I was depressed about losing the bike, and some people noticed. They tried to cheer me up with goodly advice. One said, Marion, if it didn't happen, it just wasn't meant to be. Another said, "Be patient, Marian. Something better will come along." Another said, "Now you know exactly what you want for the next time." And another said, "Don't worry. Be happy." But what is happiness? Sometimes I want to put my happiness in possessions. Perhaps you do too. But happiness, true joy, is found in what cannot be possessed, but only received. And that joy is what comes from above. "The kingdom of heaven," said Jesus, "is like the man who came across a treasure hidden in a field. He was so happy he went out and sold everything he had and bought that field. The field came at an enormous cost, but the man knew what was beyond." Jesus told the story about the pearl buyer who found a special pearl. So he sold all his other pearls and bought the one perfect gem. Was that a good business proposition? I suppose not. But the man wanted what was the best. Everything else paled in significance. Another parable about the kingdom Jesus told, the fishing boat went out on the lake. All sorts of fish were caught. Everything was pulled in, both the good and the bad. Then they did the sort, and they kept the best. Here the issue seems to be about collecting valuable things. But some of the fish weren't valuable yet. They were too small, or they were the wrong kind of fish. Perhaps at a later time, perhaps in another season, those fish returned to the sea would be a valuable catch again. Some things in life we want now. How often do you hear that term, now? And it's appropriate sometimes, but not for everything. Older folks, I'm not sure which class I'm in, more so than the younger folk, understand better what it means to have patience and wait. In due season, let us remember the advice of St. Paul. All things come together for good for them that trust God. You probably don't come across treasure in fields or collect pearls or go out trawler fishing, although I did go lobster fishing and cod jigging when I lived on the East Coast. Jesus' hearers were perhaps in a better position to understand them. But the parables are simple truths about God and his kingdom, about Christ and his love. Perhaps in order to understand them, we can hear the modern day one. The kingdom of heaven is like the boy who went fishing. He caught several nice fish, nice size. And he thought he had a good catch. Then he caught the big fish. So he threw all the small fish back in the lake and ran home to show everyone the one big fish. It's a good story with a good outcome, but don't forget that it started out by saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like." That story is like our being in the kingdom of heaven because we, like the boy with the five fish, have many nice things happen to us. We often complain and gripe about what we don't have. We forget about what we've got, and we fail to appreciate our blessings. This fish may be like the good car you've got already. Call it a blessing. This one is for your home. This one is for your family. This one is for your friends. And this one is for your hobby, sport, interest. And this one is for your well-earned vacation. This one is for your hobby. And perhaps you can think of many other good things that have happened to you. All those good things make us happy. We like to talk about them. But something much greater has happened to us. God has sent his Son to be our Savior. He is the big fish. God loves us so much that he asked Jesus to live with us and show us a new way to live. He makes it possible for us to live a new way by giving us his Holy Spirit, the power of God that comes with the new life. It is because Jesus is our Savior that we can enjoy life on earth. Even when we have pain and sorrow, we know He is with us. Even when things don't go our way, we can forgive others because we are forgiven. We can help others because He has helped us. Even when we die, we know He will raise us from the dead, and we will be with Him forever. Our faith in Jesus is like the one big fish. It makes us forget the other blessings in our life, or at least it lets us put them in their proper perspective. Knowing Jesus becomes the most important part of our life. We want to tell others about Him. We want to tell what He has done for us. Yes, the kingdom of heaven is like this one big fish, and it's the fish that doesn't get away. All other things in life pale in significance when measured up to Jesus. And this is true joy. This is true living. This is the kingdom. Well, a couple of alternate options have turned up in my life for exercise. I decided the bike would be nice, but how often would I really ride it? If I ride out to the North Shore, where do I leave it where it will be safe? And what about the winter? Instead, I can ride the bus partway there and home and have a reasonable walk from the bus stop. Another alternative is to walk to the grocery store instead of driving, but that means I'll have to go 2 or 3 times a week instead of once by car. Or start a walking group. Actually, I did, and it worked really well until hot weather and the smoke arrived. But we'll start it up again when it gets a little cooler. Meanwhile, my grandnephew's staying with me. I got in my daily basketball practice. So those courts at the university that I thought, oh, they'll never get used, I used them for 2 weeks straight. And I got to again realize how really bad I am at shooting basketballs. But I'm not bad at guard. Isn't it marvelous how things can turn out better once you put your worries and fears behind you and simply trust in the Lord? Seek ye first the kingdom. The words of Jesus ring truth in my ears time and time again. Seek ye first the kingdom. What is the chief end of man? The Shorter Catechism asked. Our chief end, isn't it simply this? To glorify God and enjoy Him forever. When we learn the simple lesson of faith, the simple truth for life, it reduces our anxieties that we have or the pains and ills that we experience. The other gifts in our life are good gifts too. Let us not discount them, because they also come from God. Whether it be that new car or the new RV, vacation or friend. But remember, the gifts of Jesus Christ is the greatest gift of all. Knowing Him as our Savior is a gift that will last forever. And that for me is what the kingdom is all about. That for me is true living. That for me is true joy.